You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Last summer, cities gave a lifeline to restaurants battling indoor dining restrictions by allowing temporary curbside parklets. But with the parklets taking up parking revenue, the cities of Pismo Beach and Paso Robles recently debated the fate of their outdoor dining programs. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Although restaurants have been able to serve indoors at full capacity since June, outdoor dining parklets are often lively with guests in downtown Pismo Beach.
It's a game changer.
Bob Kuntz, owner of the Boardroom Beer Pub in downtown Pismo Beach, says having his curbside parklet overlook the coastline has helped keep his doors open during the pandemic.
Just the increase in business, the increase in happy people that love coming down, sitting outside. They really enjoy just everything that's done with that.
This month, the city of Paso Robles and Pismo Beach debated what to do with their parklet program, with both cities citing loss in revenue from parking. Kimberly Sherwin, a Paso Robles retail business owner, told the city council that the lack of parking has hurt her customer base.
I service a lot of elderly customers, and they are not always able to walk. They have walkers, they have canes, they have all kinds of ailments that keep them from being able to walk many blocks to get to my business.
Paso Robles voted to remove the parklets by November 1st, and Pismo Beach voted to extend the parklets until December 31st. Both city councils say although the temporary parklets will be coming down, they will look into finding long-term solutions for outdoor dining options. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.